Justice, if you have some questions, your line should be open. Proceed.
My first question is, and this one is for Mr. Fuller. But on page 198 in your code book, it says, do not engage in so-called homosexual, antisexual acts, and do not in any way encourage others to do so. Do not speak and or act as if such acts should be regarded comical or harmless. So-called homosexuality is antisexual. Antisexual intercourse is incorrect. To attempt to engage in what of time called lovemaking by using the sex organs to penetrate the bodies of persons of the same sex is incorrect. Such acts are incorrect in the same way that using sex organs of a person to penetrate the body of a cat, dog, or deer is incorrect. Such acts are incorrect in the same way that using of a person to penetrate the body of the sister, brother, or mother of that person is incorrect. Such acts are incorrect in the same way that using the sex organs of a person to penetrate the body of a deceased person is incorrect. Antisexual intercourse is not an expression of love. This so-called homosexual act is none other than an expression of acute insanity, resulting from some form of acute imbalance of the mind and or body. In racial matters, it is the white supremacist racists who are the greatest promoters of anti-sexual intercourse among non-white people. They promote this behavior by direct participation as well as by direct and indirect example or influence. Okay, so my question is, can you please explain why you feel it is so important to protect non-white people from sexual confusion in a system dominated by white supremacists?
Because it's important for non-white people not be confused about anything. And the white supremacists have used this quote-unquote so-called homosexuality to cause greater chaos among their victims, just like they do with anything else. It's not just the homosexuality itself, it's how they're going about using it. And that's what I'm calling attention to in the book and on these programs like this one. What are the white supremacists doing? Not what the non-white people are doing themselves. What non-white people are doing are what they have always done. And non-white people, ever since the advent of white supremacy, have always been taken advantage of in every area of activity, including sex. And whether it's male, whether you want to put it within the context of male-female or male with male or whatever, the white supremacists orchestrated. That's the thing that should be paid attention to. What input do they have? What connection do they have? I don't think anyone who is, somewhat alert will say they have no connection. So it comes down to